I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 39, verse 20 to 23. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. He remained there in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him steadfast love. God gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer. The chief jailer committed to Joseph's care all the prisoners who were in the prison. And whatever was done there, he was the one who did it. The chief jailer paid no heed to anything that was in Joseph's care, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. In these human words, God's word is heard. So when I was thinking about the preaching for this Sunday, I originally thought about the prophet Elijah hiding away in Mount Horeb. But as preachers and pastors know this, sometimes the Holy Spirit leads us to something else. And for this Sunday, I was led to the story of my namesake, Joseph the Dreamer, in Genesis. We continue with our sermon series titled Trapped, with the story of the imprisonment of Joseph in Egypt. The story goes that Joseph was sent to prison by his master Potiphar, because his master's wife accused him of trying to rape her when it was actually the other way around. It was actually the wife who tried to seduce Joseph several times. For the last time, she tried. She tried to force Joseph. But still failing, she then made a scene, no, gumawa na eksena, to make it look, pagmukhain na para bang talagang nagbalak si Joseph na gawan siya ng masama, no, to rape her. So Joseph was falsely accused. So ang napakatindi, ang tindi ng pagnanasa ng asawa ni Potiphar para kay Joseph. After all, the scripture also tells us that Joseph, and I quote, Joseph was handsome and good-looking. That was a description that was written. And we know that when the scribes decided to write such a description, it means not only that it is true, it also means talagang guwapo nga, no? Guwapo si Joseph. Because such a description in scripture are rare. And so when it appears, it means there is really basis and it means ibang level talaga yung kagwapuhan o kagandahan nung taong dinidescribe. Can you guess the other biblical character na binigyan ng ganitong description? Siguro iniisip nyo si King David, no? Actually, it was not King David. It was actually his predecessor, King Saul. King Saul was described in the first book of Samuel chapter 9 verse 2, and I quote, "There was not a man among the people of Israel more handsome as he," referring to Saul, to King Saul. And so, ancient prisons, let's talk about ancient prisons. Ancient prisons are not like our prisons today. The closest we can compare it siguro sa Manila City Jail, no? The men's prison sa Manila City Jail. Ancient prisons were much worse. It was much dirtier, infested, and perhaps mas madilim. Prisoners back then did not have any rights, even the right of due process, as they do today. Maraming mga prisoners ay, ilan sa kanila ay marahil criminal nga. Yung iba naman ay mga may utang na hindi nakabayad. Or napakarami sa mga nakakulong nung sinaunang panahon ay mga tulad ni Joseph na akusahan ng wala namang basihan, falsely accused. And prisoners back then are not considered as humans. Not considered humans. Prisoners were not only animals, no? Tinatrato silang parang hayop. They were the unwanted animals. They were discarded and forgotten. Which, come to think of it, to some extent, is pretty much the same today for many prisoners in our country and the world. So Joseph was thrown into this prison, to this pit, that we can only describe as hell on earth. The story we have today did not really gave us a lot of description or details as to the conditions of Joseph inside the prison, the ancient prison of Egypt. Perhaps because ancient writers knew that their ancient audiences, readers and listeners from that time, would have already known what was the life inside prisons during their time. Knowing what we know about ancient prisons, we then ask, what would have been the things that Joseph would have needed to do in order to survive inside that prison? What would he had to do in order to gain the jailer's favor? And bago niya nakuha yung loob ng chief jailer, ano rin kaya ang kinailangan niyang gawin para makuha naman ang kalooban ng kanyang mga kapwa bilanggo? While the text does not say, hindi sinasabi dun sa binasa nating teksto, rape, abuse, and torture, both by guards and by fellow prisoners, are very common in ancient prisons. And we can even argue that it is still a common practice today in many prisons in our world, even today. So while we believe and recognize that God, as mentioned in the text, was with Joseph in the prison and blessed everything that he did, it is equally true that from a critical historical purview, he would have been subjected to abuse, torture, and possibly even rape. Or he had to do certain similar things. He had to allow certain abuses or exploitation in order to survive and consequently to gain favor. He was, after all, not just a slave. He was a slave accused of rape and thrown into prison. Surviving and eventually becoming the favorite of the chief jailer and being utilized as a steward inside the prison, Joseph did everything he could to stay on top of things and to organize the prison system the best that he could. I think he would have been what we consider today as the mayor, no, yung mayor sa kulungan. Although, hindi na daw yan ang tawag sa kanila, sa mga mayor, na banggit sa amin nung minsan tayong nag-prison ministry sa Quezon City Women's Jail early of 2019. We are not in the similar prison conditions as that of Joseph during this pandemic. Although some may consider themselves in desperate environments, lalo na yung mga kababayan nating nasa slum areas na dikit-dikit ang bahay at gawa lamang sa barong-barong at yero. Kalunos-lunos din ang sitwasyon ng mga bilanggo sa loob ng ilang mga bilangguan natin. Tulad nga na nasabi ko na sa Manila City Jail, even before the pandemic. So in whatever situation we find ourselves right now, in being trapped or imprisoned because of this pandemic, the survival of many, especially of the poor, are dependent upon the active life and productivity of individuals, families, and communities. After all, may aasahan pa ba talaga tayo sa klase ng gobyerno na meron tayo ngayon? Kaya actually, hindi nagme-make sense ngayon na sabihing tamad ang mga maraming mahihirap, because this pandemic has proven otherwise. Hindi totoo na ang mga karamihan sa mga maralita ay gusto lamang pumilata maghapon sa kanilang mga bahay. Well, oo naman, meron iilang pasaway. May nag-viral pa nga na at napabalita na nagtotong eats gamit ang natanggap nilang ayuda. Maski naman sa middle class at mga mayayaman, may mga pasaway din at baka nga mas marami pa ang pasaway sa middle class bilang tayo ang mas may kakayanan. Pero hindi naman ito sisihan o paramihan ng pasaway. Ang punto dito sa ating pagkakakulong sa tahanan, the longest militaristic quarantine in the world, nakita natin na marami sa ating mga kababayan ay masipag at nagsusumikap sa araw-araw. Napakarami sa ating mga kababayan na hindi tamad o palaasa. On the contrary, napakarami sa kanila ang narinig natin na gustong bumalik sa pagtitinda, pagtatrabaho at pamamasada. Movement and working together are the keys to staying alive despite being trapped. So while there is a proliferation of messages saying that it is okay to not be productive, that it is okay to take your time resting and doing nothing, and indeed, ina-affirm ko din naman yon, I affirm that, what I have found out in my own experience is that too much of doing nothing and being unproductive makes our bodies and minds stagnant. The human body, which includes our mind, is a creature of habit, of routine. Ano man ang kasanayan ng ating katawan, hahanap-hanapin ito. Saan man masanay ang ating diwa, ito ang mananatili sa ating kalooban. Too much and too often of doing nothing perpetuates cycles of negative thoughts and feelings. The body that remains in prolonged inactivity, walang kilos, will get used to being inactive and eventually will resist physical movement. Therefore, the way of survival is not to do nothing, but on the contrary is to find ways on how to be as active and as productive as we can with whatever situation or condition we find ourselves in. Because to survive is to keep moving, doing, and praying. To keep both the body, mind, and spirit active. If you are familiar with the animation series na nasa Netflix na, yung Avatar, The Last Airbender, Uncle Iroh was finally captured by the Fire Nation and was sent to prison. In prison, sa loob ng bilangguan, he trained his mind through meditation and trained his body through various physical exercises. Doing these things in isolation not only helped him survive, but also helped him to have sufficient physical strength to eventually escape. Sa totoong buhay naman, in real life, we have the story of Nelson Mandela, the great South African leader who was in prison for 27 years. 18 years of that ay sa isang isla, siya kinulong. In one of his interviews, he said that physical exercise helped him to stay alive. He maintained a physical exercise routine from Monday to Thursday, despite already being subjected to hard manual labor, terrible food conditions, and oftentimes being subjected to sleeping naked on the cold cemented floor. He says that exercise routine was key, no? Was vital, was the key to his physical and mental health. In a time period where there was no internet yet, Nelson Mandela continuously wrote to his family and relatives, even under surveillance. No, chine-check yung kanyang pinapadalang sulat. Writing letters was a way for him to have both an emotional outlet and an intellectual exercise that helped him survive the isolation and hardships in Robben Island Prison, yung isla na kung saan siya tinapon. We are not in prisons and not like the prison of Joseph, nor are we imprisoned the same way as Nelson Mandela or those other prisoners during martial law. How then can we stay active and productive during these days of hardship, of uncertainty, at pagkakakulong sa ating mga tahanan? Lalo pa at lalo na kung middle class tayo. You have the resources and privilege to do as much as you are able, even if you are trapped at home. How can you also remain spiritually active despite the challenges of being trapped? Not only because of this pandemic, but also because of this current government that we have. To say that God was with Joseph during his time in prison is to also say that Joseph was in God, meaning that Joseph remained steadfast in his faith. In the story of Paul and Silas, nung una nating Sunday ng August, sa kwento nila ng kanilang pagkakakulong, we heard that they were praying and singing hymns while being in chains in the darkest part of the prison facility, the Roman prison facility. The early Christians, when they were persecuted, were chronicled to also pray and sing hymns inside prisons. Staying active and doing everything that he can to survive while remaining faithful to God not only helped Joseph survive, but also led him eventually to the court of Pharaoh and becoming the Pharaoh's most trusted royal officer. And so, always ask yourself, tanungin ang sarili, what can I do today that can help me and help others? Sometimes, the answer to that question is to rest, magpahinga, matulog, and perhaps to do nothing. But only with the intention and goal that you will wake up, stand up, and be active once more. Ask yourself, every passing moment, what is the best thing to do at this moment given my situation and my resources? Ano ba at ano pa ba ang pwede kong gawin at pwede kong iambag? How we make use of our time during this pandemic, being trapped in our homes and situations, will not only determine our survival, but will also determine what our future would be. So, stay active. Stay active. Stay productive however you can, with periodic moments of rest. Keep holding on to hope. Huwag mawalan ng pag-asa. Stay connected with God through prayers and other spiritual practices. Stay connected to God by staying connected with people. Do not give up. Do not give in to despair. Do what you can with what you have, wherever you are, as much as you are able. You are a survivor and you are a child of God. It is in your DNA as it was in the DNA of Joseph some 3,500 years ago. And so I end this sermon with a quote from Leonardo da Vinci, and I quote, "Iron rusts from disuse. Stagnant water loses its purity, and in cold weather becomes frozen. Even so does inaction sap the vigor of the mind." So we must stretch ourselves to the very limits of human possibility. Anything less is a sin against both God and man. End of quote. So, for this Sunday, I wish you blessings. As God was with Joseph in prison, so may God be ever present and faithful to you in all of your struggles and active ways to survive. In the name of Christ and all that is loving and holy, Amen.